The world may be full of dust, but that doesn't stop us wanting to keep it out of our homes. For help, thousands of people now swear by Marla Silly, a.k.a. the Fly Lady. She's a home management guru who runs an online network for the domestically challenged. Her cutthroat, clutter-busting techniques have names like the 5-Minute Room Rescue and the 27 Fling Boogie. Marla knows just how bad a messy, disorganized house can make people feel, because she's been there. She told Anne Strainchamps that when she and her second husband married and combined their two cluttered households, well, the ensuing chaos pushed her over the edge.
January 1, I decided, this year I'm going to get organized. And I pulled out my Pam and Peggy card file system and started dealing with the clutter and getting rid of things, and decided that I couldn't do a whole stack of cards. I couldn't do the problem with the cards before was I didn't have a routine. And I put the cards in an order that I thought needed to be done, and they were still 2 inches high. And I couldn't do that. So I picked one card, and that was keep the kitchen sink clean and shiny. For 1 month, I said, okay, I'll just decide on that one thing to do for the whole month. And all of a sudden, the clean spread around the kitchen. And then as the kitchen goes, so goes the rest of the home.
Is that why your techniques still all begin with shine your kitchen sink?
Yes, that's your very first homework assignment. It's the only thing I tell them how to clean. Everybody knows how to clean. They just don't have the gumption to get up and do it. And it's not that they're lazy. It's just that they have no focus. And I give them a little focus, and we make it fun.
How do you clean a kitchen sink?
Well, I fill it full of hot water and pour a cup of bleach in there. And then if it's still not real good and clean, take some Comet and scour it. And if you've got a stainless steel sink, a little SOS does really good job. And then take window cleaner and shine it. And then concentrate on keeping it that way. And what I found is when the kitchen sink was clean, all of a sudden I emptied the dishwasher because I didn't want to put a dirty dish in the sink. And then I could put the dirty dishes in the dishwasher, and I would run the dishwasher and empty it immediately because I didn't want dishes piled up on that clean counter that just sprang up there beside the clean kitchen sink, because when the sink looks so good, you want the rest of the area to reflect that beauty.
You had a house that was so chaotic, so cluttered, that you actually didn't want to let people in the door when they stopped over unexpectedly. How did you get from a shiny sink to a whole clean house?
Well, as the kitchen goes, so goes the rest of the house. And after that first month of keeping that kitchen sink shiny and it gravitating around the room, I worked into the dining area and the entrance of the house, and then it worked its way into the living room. And then after about 6 months, it attacked the bedroom. And clutter was going away out the door. You can't organize clutter. All you can do is get rid of it. And I was tossing things out 3 times a day for 15 minutes. Doing a 27 fling boogie.
What's a 27 fling boogie?
You gather up a bag and go through the house and pick up 27 items that need to go in the trash. And then once you've gotten the trash, you tie it up and you throw it in the trash can and don't look back in it. Then you grab a box and go around your house and gather up 27 items to give away to charity or to somebody. It can be big things. It can be 27 little things. It doesn't matter, just as long as it's 27 things. And, you know, make it fun and do it fast and don't look back.
And how often do you do this?
I don't do it that often anymore, because once you get to the point that you don't have that much stuff to get rid of, when you can walk through your house and everything makes you smile, you've gotten your home where it needs to be. But if you have things that you look at that remind you of bad things, you know, a set of dishes that you had from your first marriage, and, you know, it reminds you of that wedding day that ended in divorce, those things need to go away.
Most people would be getting rid of an awful lot of stuff then. Because most of us, yes, you know, accumulate stuff that we think, well, I'm not going to throw away this clock. We don't use it, but it still works. It's good. Maybe I'll need it someday.
Oh, I'll need it someday. That's such a sad phrase. And when we hear ourselves say that, that needs to be the red flag that stops us from hoarding it. Because when we hold on to things because we're going to need it someday, somebody else may really need it. And you're not blessing someone by keeping it hidden in a closet. When I teach the members to declutter, they sing a song, "Please release me, let me go," in the old country song. and you sing it from the stuff's point of view. You've got it in the closet. You're not using it. It's taking up room in your home for the things that are sitting out on your tables that need to find a home. And, you know, all this stuff is just in your closets, your cabinets, it's just everywhere. And I want you to get rid of it so that you can find peace.
So what are the actual kind of practical techniques that you use for organizing your home? You talked about getting rid of the clutter. What else?
Well, the first step is to shine the kitchen sink. And the second step is to get dressed to your lace-up shoes every day. And I didn't say slip-on clogs that look like lace-ups. They have to be lace-up shoes because here in the South, we tend to consider ourselves barefoot girls. And I've gone barefoot my whole life, but nothing ever really came together until I started wearing the lace-up shoes. And they had to lace up so you wouldn't kick them off and not be able to find them in the house.
Why are your shoes so important?
The shoes tell the head that it's time to go to work. And the lace-up shoes just have you ready to go. I mean, you can get that call from school that Junior's, you know, thrown up all over the teacher and he's got to go home now. And you can run out the door with your keys in your hand and actually get to school in 3 minutes if you have to. You can't do that if you're trying to put shoes on every member of the family and yourself.
Okay, so you've got your sink shined and your shoes on.
Then we do a weekly home blessing hour. It's just that. It blesses the home. You mop and dust and purge magazines and just, you know, change the sheets and empty all the trash and do it in an hour's time. And that's
1 hour?
One hour.
You guys are super women.
No, you don't have to spend all day cleaning. That's the misnomer in our lives that we think we're not cleaning unless we take all day to do it. And I teach you that you can do anything for 15 minutes. And with the weekly home blessing hour, we divide these 7 chores into 10 minutes, and one of them only takes a few minutes if you've kept up with your magazines. And so within an hour, you can have your home totally ready for company at any time, and it looks great until the next week. Some people do it twice a week if they have a big family, but they get the whole family involved. They give Junior the trash job and Sissy the dusting job, and we have this great feather duster that kids fight over so they can dust.
You know, it reminds me of the old nursery rhyme, the thing about bake on Monday, wash on Tuesday, iron on
Wednesday.
This is
the way we wash our clothes, yes. My grandmother taught me that. Every day in the week, you have a day for grocery shopping, a day for doing laundry, but most people need to do laundry every day or every other day so it doesn't pile up. When you wait for one day, it just takes over a whole day.
So for people who've been following your methods for 6 months, a year, what do their homes look like? What do they feel like?
They're walking around in a state of euphoria, many of them, because they're scared it's going to go away. But then after a few months of it staying clean and the family members realizing that this is not a phenomenon, it's not going away, they're able to relax and enjoy their homes.
Marla Silley talking with Anne Strange Champs. Marla has also just published a book of home organizing tips called Sink Reflections.